Hello, everybody. How are you doing? Pastor Kambizi here, coming your way on Progress on Purpose. I really want to share with you today something that is extremely important that I have just received. Just received something very, very, very important, something that I just want to share with you, my friends, on this platform. As we progress on purpose, I want to talk about something that everybody who is going to be anything more than what they have been or what they have done will need. All right. This is a must have. You must have this one as you progress on purpose and becoming that which you have never been before. I just want to share with you on it. It's a very important principle. It's not, it's just a very powerful principle that is becoming obvious and more clearer in my life at this point of my life. And the younger you embrace this concept and this practice, the better you are going to save yourself of so much stress later on in life. And so I just want to share with you something that I've just received right now. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this moment. Give us wisdom as we discuss, coach, teach, empower, inspire, encourage, and even motivate each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I'm just coming from having lunch with one of my mentors. And we were discussing, and as we were discussing, some deep things just started coming out of these conversations. And it dawned on me as I was talking to my mentor, he asked questions and, you know, I answered and he clarified some things. He pointed out his observations and, you know, and it just dawned on me whilst I was sitting in this restaurant with this mentor of mine and that you know, what a blessing it is. What a blessing it is to have a mentor, somebody in their late 70s, discussing with you and sharing with you and empowering you on lessons of life that they have experienced, that I don't have to experience because they are in my life. So I want to talk to you from that perspective. I just realize how rich my life is to have a mentor, to have an individual who is willing to share with me what they've experienced in their life and that I can borrow for free, and yet it is priceless as I implement it in my life. So I want to challenge you and ask you some questions today. As you progress on purpose, I know you want it. I know you got it. I know you are driven. I know you are progressive. I know you have the dream. With all that on your side and going on for you, has it ever dawned on you, or have you ever questioned yourself, with all these things that I got, which are positive, how come I am not getting where I want to go, and it looks and it appears as if it's I'm slow in getting where I want to go. So I want to share with you, if you're here, invite others who may come. I'm just talking to you today. I'm really talking to you today, sharing the importance of people in your life, of mentors in your life. There are four people that you need on your journey. As you do whatever stuff you're doing, doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter what stage you're in life, these people will help you. As it dawned on me, as I sat with my mentor, I had to tell my mentor, man, you are telling me some hard things. You're telling me some hard things. And he said, listen, the day I will stop telling you the hard things, I cease to be your friend. I cease to be your mentor. I am in your life for the better version of you. And so we don't just have conversations that makes me feel great and good, but we always have had conversations which always leaves me hungry for more. And I'm grateful for this man who is in my life, this man of God, who is in my life, who has allowed me to tour his life, and he has given me permission to be transparent when I talk and discuss the things of life and ministry and everything else. So I want to share with you today. Some of you may be wondering, why is Pastor Kambizi so toned down? I'm just coming from a session where a whole lot of priceless treasures have been dropped on my mind. And I just came in and said, man, I need to get somebody to get what I get, and for you to start praying that the Lord sends you an Elijah in your life, if you will, sends you a mentor in your life, somebody who is going to nudge you, somebody's going to listen, and somebody who you can share some of your dreams with no competition at all. All right, so Ecclesiastes chapter 4, because this platform is practical, relevant, and biblical, I believe there's always a biblical principle to every aspect of your life. The application may differ, but the principle always remain the same. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9, 10, 11, and 12. Reads this way: two are better than one. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threefold code is not quickly broken. This is extremely important that I want us to look at. So I want us to talk about this, the importance of a mentor, the importance of others in your life. There are four people you need as you journey on, as you go where you are going. I know you are gifted. I know you are empowered. I know you are blessed. And I know you will get where you're going. But these are four people. If by the grace of God, God can do this for you, you will be on another level. You need four people. You need partners. You know, you need partners on your journey to your destiny. You need partners. You need partners. There are some partners who invite themselves on by causing trouble. But I'm talking about intentional people that on purpose you ask to help you. You ask to partner with you. These are people that you approach because you know they have something that you don't have, and you ask them to partner with you on the journey of life, on your career journey, so that they can advise you on things that they know and things that they have. So you need partners. Partners are very, very important. Everything in this world literally thrives and functions at the level and quality of partners that you have. So I want to challenge you. Two are better than one. You need partners for you to do and to get where you're going. And the second thing, you need collaborators. You know, you need collaborators. You need people who collaborate with you. You know, not compete with you. You don't need competitors. You need collaborators. You need people that can collaborate with you, not just compete with you. All right. We have a lot of competitors in our lives. There's so many people who want to compete with you, want to beat you, want to show you they're better than you. But those are not the people who will help you build and create a better version of you. It is collaborators who will help you to get there. Partners, what partners do, when you have partners in your life, and you need those, scripture says two are better than one. So when you have partners in your life, partners will help you to, they will help you not only to get over it, whatever it is, get over it, but partners will help you to go through it. You know, sometimes you don't need people who just help you to get over it. but you need people who help you to go through it. Okay? That's partners. And many of us have got people who can tell us how to get over whatever it is that you're going through. But we need partners, people who are willing to go through it with us. Those are partners. Those are people that literally will. And many of them, they don't say a lot. They're just there. You know, if you read the book of Job, you discover that his three friends came. They came, his three friends came when Job was going through the unthinkable. You know, there are three friends who came in and they sat there for 7 days, didn't say anything. You are blessed when you have partners. You have people who help you go through it, not over it. You know, there's so many people who can tell you how to get over stuff without them even caring. But you are blessed when you've got somebody who is your partner who is willing to go, to be with you, to go through it with you. This is what David says in Psalm 23. He says, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Watch this. For thou art with me. In other words, I'm not just going through the valley of the shadow of death, but I am going through the valley of the shadow of death with a partner. And that partner is you. You are with me, which means we are going through it together. So life sometimes brings stuff into your life that you have to go through. Listen, you cannot just go over everything. You know, some things for your spiritual development, for your career development, for your social development, you must go through. You must go through some things. You just need to expect that. You are going to go through some things. So you are blessed when you have partners. These are people who go through it with you. Okay? These are the people, they don't simply pray for you. But what they do is because you are going through something and you don't have the money, they are not just going to say, may the Lord bless you with money. No, they're going to pray for you and go through and say, listen, I've got $10, I can give you $3 so that we get to see what it is you're doing. So it's very, very important. Four people that you need in your life. And I'm just coming from a session with one of my mentors. I'm a blessed guy because of the mentors I have in my life. Thank you so much for sharing this video. I know you want to get there. I know you want to get it done. Listen, when you look at partners, even God, when he created us, he said, let us make man. There were partners there. There was partners. There were partners even in the creation of this world. And the Bible says two are better than one. You need to understand, if you're going to do it all alone, you're going to run out of steam. You need partners. Partners are people who help you not only to go over it, but they'll help you to go through it. All right? The second group of people that you need are collaborators. You don't need competitors. You need collaborators. At some point, it's collaboration that gets it done. All right? At some point, it's collaboration. After all the meetings, after all the fights, the question is, can we collaborate? All right? What it does is collaboration helps you. It helps you not to do too much. Okay? When you have collaborators in your life, you don't do too much. Okay? This happens in the world. When you look at the musicians in the world, they're very wise in the fact that when one musician who is making it wants to go beyond where he has gone to, he will always do a collaboration with another musician who is going somewhere. So if I, as a musician, there's a worldly musicians or even gospel musicians, let's just call them musicians. Let's not try to qualify all that stuff. Musicians, what they do is if one musician has 1 million followers and the other one has 1 million followers, when they collaborate, now they're working with 2 million. All right? So when you have collaborators in your life, it'll help you not to do too much. All right? And the more you do, you're going to run out of steam. Okay, my friend, then number three is what the third person you need in your life are mentors. You need mentors, all right? Mentors. Mentors prepare you to expect it to be hard. Sometimes I've discovered that it's not what it is that impacts affects many of us. It is lack of expectation. Okay, we don't have enough preparation for it. So because we don't have enough preparation for it, it becomes, you know, when it comes, it looks like it is worse off. And yet, no, it is. That's just what it is. Life is difficult. Life is difficult. Whether you have money, don't have money, you have a big car, small car, educated, uneducated. Life is just difficult. Okay. But mentors, what they do, they prepare you to expect it to be hard. All right. It matters to have mentors in your life. It really does matter. It's amazing. My mentors that I have in my life, this is really crazy. All right. I am a mentor to some people, but mentors to me, people who mentor me, people who talk to me, people who I have opened up, men and women that I've opened up to say, hey, help me out. I want to be the best version of myself. You know, for me, this coming 20 years of my life, they are very critical. This coming 20 years of my life, they're extremely critical. By the grace of God, if God allows me to leave each and every one of them, it will be an honor. This coming 20, they are very critical. So I need, everybody has got blind spots. So I need people in my life who can help me to stay balanced, help me not to burn out, not to kill myself because I'm passionate about something. So mentors are very, very important. And all my mentors, one thing I noticed with them, wherever we go, I've never paid the bill. I've never paid the bill when I'm with my mentors. I just noticed that. And it's amazing, you know, because it empowers, they just model it, man. They just model it. You are not going to experience everything in your lifetime. Okay? Because if you experience every negative thing in your lifetime, you won't have time to do the positive. So mentors, what they do, they allow you to borrow their bad experience, all right? And not the negative of that experience, but the positive lessons out of that experience. So they give you results because they put in the work, okay? So you need mentors. You need mentors in your life. Many people are surrounded by people who are envious of them. Anyone who envies your success, anyone who envies your gifts cannot be a friend, cannot be a mentor, because once you envy me, it means when you get better than me, then I'm out. You want to beat me. You want to be better. And the moment you become better, then you go to the next thing. And we're surrounded by these people, people who are just there till they feel they don't need you. So you don't want to live a life where you get to the end of your life. I've seen some people in my life who have, I've attended. I was talking to my mentor, talking about, you know, sometimes you attend people's retirement parties and the one retiring is the only sad person in the room. Because, you know, I don't want to get to the end of my life and look back and feel bad, have regrets and have anger on wasted years. And mentors help you to do that. Okay, because the thing that I've discovered is we all have a default. When you are very good at something, you overdo it. So mentors come in to just help you to just kind of balance the system of how you do what you do. Because you're not only one faceted being, you are a social, spiritual, physical. So you need to make sure the head, the hand, the heart, there's a balance there as you pursue the goals that God has given you. So you need mentors, okay? Don't have a mentor. A mentor cannot be someone that you don't respect. So some of you may ask the question, how do I identify a mentor? A mentor is, you cannot have a mentor that you don't respect. Because a mentor is somebody who has, you are giving authority and power to walk into your life and question everything. So that's a very important relationship where a person can really, hey, what's going on? Where are we? Where are you with this? What's going on? What is it? You know, so mentors matter, and not everybody can be a mentor. Okay. So they help you to expect it to be hard. So partners, they help you not only to get over it, but they help you to go through it. So you need four people in your life. Two are better than one. That's the whole concept here. You need partners. They help you not only get over it, but they help you to go through it. Those are partners. Collaborators, not competitors. You need collaborators. These are people who help you not to do, to be too much, to do too much. Then mentors, they help you to expect it to be hard. Then the last group that I think is extremely important are the coaches. You need a coach. If you're going to get better, you need a coach. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 says, two are better than one. You need a coach. Every person in this world who is doing it, at some point, those who are doing it on a very high level have a coach. You know, Michael Jordan, as great as he was, and, you know, he had a coach. Kobe Bryant had a coach. Tiger Woods had a coach. I mean, you name it, soccer players have coaches. You know, and the coach doesn't actually get on the field and play, but the coach is the one who shows a high. The coach simply shows you, here is how it is. That's what it is. You need some people who show you the how to do it. You are going to do it, but they show you and tell you how to do it. And let me tell you something. Some of the greatest coaches are people who never really succeeded in the area of the thing that they were great in. In other words, you would think Michael Jordan, as great as he was as a basketball player, he could turn out to be the greatest basketball coach. You know, but then you discover it doesn't go that way, because it's the coaches, some of them may not do it, but they know how it must be done. So it really matters whether it's in your career, whether it's in your relationship. You need a relationship coach. And some of the people who coach you best in your relationships, because they have made major mistakes, and all the lessons they learned from their mistakes, they want to share with somebody so that somebody does not make the same mistakes that they made. So four people that you need. You are blessed if you have all four. But if you have some of on the four list, you're going to be blessed. You need partners. All right. You need partners. Everybody talking about it. At some point, you need somebody to help you carry it. All right. Partners, you know, it's not just about getting over it, but going through it. If God wants me to go through it, who is here to go with me? All right. So you need partners, people who go through it with you. You need those people. It matters, because many people like, they enjoy watching. They don't want to be part of, you know. And many of us are surrounded by this crowds of people who are really not in it with us. Okay. They always have a way over it. But what if God trusts you to go through it? All right. It may be sickness. It may be sickness. You need other people. You know, it may be sickness. If you are sick, you're not just looking for people who tell you how to get over the sickness, but can you go through it with me? Can you watch my children for me? Can you pay my lights for me? Can you come and cook food for me? You need partners. You really do. I'm looking, you know, listen, I just had, I think I was with my mentor for an hour, 45 minutes. You know, it just blew my world away, you know, just blew my world away. And I'm like, man, this is what it is. I'm blessed to have such a person in my life. And I just wanted to come on this platform and be practical in helping you get to understand you need a partner. If it's, let's come in with an example of, you want to grow spiritually. You need a partner in your growth. You know, you need someone, I have never fasted in my life. I want to fast. You need partners who say, hey, let's fast together. You know, hey, you know, I want to go into the gym. Hey, you know what? Why don't we have a group something together? You need those people who are willing to go through it with you. They make it easier. A burden shared is a burden lightened. And so partners are very important. Not only do they get you over it, but they are willing to go through it with you. Those are the people. If you're going to drive 10 hours, hey, I want to drive from here where I am to Atlanta, Georgia. It's 8 hours. You know, you're blessed if you have one person who say, oh, you know what? When are you leaving? I'm leaving tomorrow. Let me pull some things and see if I can go with you. All right. So you need to identify who are your partners in life. Who are the people who are always willing to go through it with you? You need to value those people. You need to know who those people are. If you are going through a painful period of your life, who are the people who go through it with you? Everybody wants to know why you're going through it. Everybody wants to advise how to avoid it. But there are few people who go through it with you. Those are your partners. And then you need collaborators, not competitors. One thing I've discovered is when you are surrounded with competitors, they create an environment where you must prove yourself. Competitors make you prove yourself. Okay. And many people are living a life of proving themselves. But when you have collaborators in your life, they train you to express yourself. Because if I'm collaborating with you, I am in your life so that you don't do too much. So in order for you to move from proving yourself to expressing yourself, a collaborator will enhance that. Okay? Listen. Many people don't even know how to express themselves. That's why people scream. That's why people cuss. That's why people shout. That's why people, you know, fight. That's why, because there is a frustration of not knowing how to express themselves. Okay? Because we're never taught to do that. All right? And sometimes people end up calling you aggressive. And let me tell you something. People who prove themselves, it's easy for them to be called aggressive. And people who know how to express themselves are likely to be given the blessing of being assertive. Okay? So when you look at it, you know, if you're not careful, if you don't know how to handle these two together, your own strengths will be used against you. When you're passionate about something and, hey, you're proving yourself, you're driven, people can just simply say, he or she is so aggressive, you know? And then people who know how to express themselves are seen as peaceful, are seen as assertive. They don't have to scream, but they always get heard. So it's very, very important for you to have collaborators. Collaborators will help you not to do too much. And sometimes many of us do too much. My mentor said to me, look, you are young, you are driven, you're ready to go, you're progressive. And he looked me in my eye and he said, my greatest concern for you is that you are going to burn out. You're going to burn out. And I said, how so? He said, listen, because you need more collaborators in your life. Okay? Then number three, you need mentors. Mentors will prepare you to expect it to be hard. Did you hear what I'm saying? Expect it to be hard. Life is difficult. Life, you know, we cannot wake up in the morning and expect things to be easy. No. You start from the difficult and walk back to the easy. Don't start at the easy and walk to the difficult. That won't work. Don't start from the minimum and try to go to the maximum. Start at the maximum and maybe slide back. But here's what I want you to understand. Mentors, they are people who show you their scars. Who do you have in your life who is willing to show you their scars, share with you the mistakes they've done, and they gift to you the lessons they learned? That's a mentor. We need one. All right. And then last but not least, you need a coach, a person who shows you how it is done. I've heard a lot of people in my life who have literally used my gift. Did you hear what I'm saying? All of us will be used at some point. Okay. I've had some people in my life who are my friends because of what they benefited from the friendship. Okay. And the day I said, well, you know, I want to do something. The friendship ended. Because most people, they want to be your coach as long as they don't show you how it is done. No, a true coach is somebody who shows you how it is done or tells you how it is done. Okay, they may not be on the field of play, but whilst they're on the sidelines, they will let you know what to do. I like watching the NBA games. Sometimes, you know, man, you only have 3 seconds left. All right, 3 seconds left. 3 seconds is even a lot. 1 second point something left. And the coach calls for a timeout. You know, I like watching them as they come to a huddle to come in because the coach has a play. The coach is not going to do the shooting, but the coach is cool, is pulling his team together to show them how it is, how it is, how we're going to close the game, who is going to take the last shot, how are we going to, it's about who is going to put in the screen. I love that. That's what coaches do. So if you try to do everything all by yourself, you're going to discover you are going to be a small part of what you could have been had you had a partner, had collaborators, had mentors, and had coaches in your life. So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm really overloaded. You know, I have to sit down and write all the things that my mentor just shared with me. Because this coming 20 years of my life is really an amazing journey if God allows and permits me to leave every day. Because there's no time to waste. There's just no time to mess around with. And I thank God for the people. And let me tell you some of you, this is the last one that really matters. Some of the mentors and the coaches and the partners and the collaborators that you need may not be where you are. You with me on this one? So sometimes they can be any one of these, partners, collaborators, mentors, coaches, through books. You can buy their books and read the books. All right? I was walking through, I think I'll talk about it maybe another day. I was walking through my library. I have so many books. I have hundreds of books. And I wanted to see the makeup of my library. You know, just the makeup of my library. I noticed I've got a whole big chunk of leadership, big chunk of family life, love, money, all that kind of stuff, and big chunk of spiritual. So by looking at it, I can tell my story. So if you were to come into my library, you could just looking at my books and try to put them where they're supposed to be. You can almost have a map of what it is, what feeds this guy. So sometimes you are blessed if you get to meet the person, to know the person, but you can be mentored through the writings of a person. Okay, so don't just say, Pastor, you don't know where I am. I'm in Africa, I'm in Asia. I do have a lot of people who come to this platform, so I notice from so many countries. Thank you so much for doing this. If pursue the person. If they have a publication, if they have a book, buy the book. Buy the book. It must cost you something for someone to pour into your life. If you want to be better than where you are right now, I'm telling you, you cannot be a stingy mentee. You cannot do that. If the mentor, the coach, the collaborator partner, the partner, you know, has a birthday, you got to recognize that. Most people want the best of people for free. So it really matters. It's going to cost you to have these four people in your life. And whilst they don't demand or ask anything from you in gratitude, that's what the Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. There's a width. You don't just come with nothing. No. Read Psalm 100. Go read Psalm 100. It'll bless you. It'll bless you. Even when you come to God, we cannot come to God empty-handed. We come to God with something. Let me read it to you as I'm finishing. I'm feeling something I wanted to do, just talk, but here it is. It says, you make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Listen to this now, from verse 2 all the way to 4. Listen to this. It says, all the way to 5. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, sheep of his pasture. Listen to verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Here's what it is. If you're going to have better relationships that are going to help you to be more, a better version of yourself, you must learn to give. You must learn to give. You must learn to give. You are not going to attract people you need to take you where you're supposed to go And it won't cost you anything. No. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. So I just want to challenge you. You have these four people in your life. When you have them, identify them. Many of us, we already have them. We just haven't put a name on them. You know, the people who go through it with you, those are your partners. The people who always help you not to do too much because they will carry the weight with you. Those are your collaborators. The people who prepare you positively to expect it to be hard. You know, they love you enough to just tell you the truth in love. Those are your mentors. And then the coaches, those who show you the how-tos. So identify them. They're already there in your life. They're already there in your life. So you're not honoring them and maybe even benefiting the most from them because you are taking them for granted because you don't know who they are. Some of you, it may be your mother. Some of you, it may be your father. Some of you, it may be your sister. Some of you, it may be your brother. Some of you, it may be your husband. Some of you, it may be your wife. Sometimes we underestimate the people who are closest to us because we always expect great to come through strangers. Sometimes it comes through strangers. Other times it comes through family, blood. So blessings on you, my friends, as you progress on purpose. I just wanted to share the importance of relationships. You know, you need to learn. If you are the wisest person in the room, you are in the wrong room. If you are the wisest person in the room, you are in the wrong room. If you are the wisest person in your group, you are in the wrong group. You need people who stretch you and want you to want more because in that room, you're not the wisest. In that circle, you're not. You need to understand, in order for you to appreciate other people's gifts, you must understand that nobody has it all, and that includes you. All right? Blessings on you, my friend. Ecclesiastes says, two are better than one. So you can do it. Everything God wants you to be, He has already provided the people you need. And all you need to do is pray for wisdom, to identify them, to honor them, and to value them, so that they can start functioning in your story as God gets His glory through your story. I feel that day. Blessings on you, my friends. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Progress on purpose. We will get there. Get the people along the way. Don't do it alone. You need others. And they are already there. Identify them. Honor them. Be grateful for them. And above everything else, listen and do what they advise you to do. Blessings on you.